Message number 482. They will deny me by saying that my holy word contradicts the word of God. Wednesday, July 11, 2012 at 07:30 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, you are enduring my pain at this time as I weep because of the number of God's children who are dying in a state of mortal sin. It is so painful that I am enduring yet again the terrible wounds inflicted on me during my crucifixion. My daughter, it is important that you understand what is happening to you, for you must prepare how to deal with this mission when it causes you such suffering. The abuse you endure in my name is to be expected. When any chosen soul imparted my holy word to the world in the past, they suffered mortification just as you do now. They were ridiculed, abused, made to look foolish, and even worse, accused of being deceitful as if they were telling lies. I too was called a liar. I too was laughed at. They said that I was a fraud, an impostor, and against the word of God. They found every excuse to prove that I was a fraud. They even used the holy word of God, my eternal Father, to try and prove that what I spoke about denied Holy Scripture. Anyone can say they represent the word of God. Very few who say they receive the word of God are taken seriously. They are usually ignored. But those who say they speak in my name but who do not and who deliberately spread lies are usually applauded and accepted through the deceitful influence of Satan. In the case of the genuine prophet, such is the power of my voice that it will provoke a very strong reaction. In such cases, people will either embrace my word with love for the truth or they will deny me outright. Those who accept me will feel my love touch their souls in a way which will inflame their hearts so that there can be no turning back. Those who reject me will not ignore me. Instead, they will ridicule me and vilify my holy word with a viciousness which is at variance with the Christian virtues they profess to have. They will deny me by saying that my holy word contradicts the word of God, just as they did when I walked the earth. They fail to understand why my word creates such a powerful reaction. They have been tempted by Satan and don't know it. They have let their guard down and allowed him to cloud their love for me. No one will ignore my word. They can't. For either way, it provokes a reaction, whether it is one of love or one of hate. Your Jesus.